You're listening to the Fairies and Folklore Podcast by Renal. I'm dark fantasy author Renal Janssen van Vieren, with over a decade of digging around in dusty folklore books, researching creatures of imagination that ignited my curiosity. I'm here to share the folklore in a nutshell and how I reimagined it for my writing in An Origin of the Fae. This is the Fairies and Folklore Podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Renal Janssen van Vieren. You can just call me Renal. In today's episode, we're continuing our exploration of the Fae realm. This episode is brought to you by my Dark Court Sisters book series, available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook. Three sisters, three destinies, three ways to destroy the world. Go to renaldemythmaker.com/Dark Court Sisters series for more. You can now support my time in producing the podcast, researching, writing, and everything else involved by buying me a coffee. This can be a once-off thing, or you can buy me coffee again in the future at your discretion. Go to buymeacoffee.com/renal to support me. We're continuing our exploration of the Dark Fae. Today's fairy, goblins. Folklore in a nutshell by Renal. There are different types of goblins in folklore, and then there's the way they've been twisted to suit the needs of authors, until the first thing you think of when you hear goblin is what Tolkien created. They've been around for a very long time, and have made their presence known. The nine goblins exist. They are known as hobgoblins. Closely related to brownies, these goblins help out around the house and rarely pull pranks. Another set of nearly benign goblins are knockers. They live in mines and will on occasion knock on walls to warn of cave-ins. But if the miners have disrespected them, they will knock hard on the walls to cause cave-ins. The Hogboon of Orkney can bring luck to the farm closest to the mound it lives in, as long as the farmers share the bounty of the land, or it can bring ill luck, including making the farm barren, if the humans are disrespectful. Trolls, also from Orkney, are the closest to what we think of when we hear the term goblin. They are old, deformed, short, with a stunted look, and overall ugly in appearance. They only leave their gold-covered mounds at night to play tricks on humans. The kobolds from Germanic mythology can live in ships, mines, and even human homes. They change their appearance to suit their environment. When living in homes and on ships, they help with chores and play mischievous tricks in equal measure. In mines, though, they are blamed for the troublesome and poisonous nature of the ore the metal kobold resides in. The Irish pooka is considered a type of goblin for its mischievous nature. Pookas like to take careless travellers on wild rides to the countryside, ending in being thrown into mud pools and ditches. Whether you believe them to be helpful and mischievous, or malicious and greedy, the magical goblin can come in any form from any place in the world. And now for my interpretation of the Fae, in An Origin of the Fae, goblins. Shorter than dwarfs, but taller than Golnu, goblins resemble deformed humans with animal feet. Some have the feet of goats, ducks, lizards, etc. They are different hues of brown and wear the clothes of their fallen enemies or prey. They carry iron weapons, mace, axe, etc., and lockpicks, and like to steal. They are said to have no homes, being wanderers, dwelling temporarily in mossy cracks in rocks and tree roots. Usually in the human realm, goblins can be found in sewers or abandoned houses and forts. They have chaotic behavior and will only behave orderly if ordered so by a more powerful creature, usually a witch, for they adore the company of the human magic users who want to rule the world. As a little bonus, let's look at this fairy translated to Afrikaans. Kaboutermannetjies. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode of the Fairies and Folklore podcast and that you've learned something new about fairy. Remember that you can get a transcript of this episode in the description. If you're new to the podcast, why not go and grab your free copy of Unseen, the second book in the fairy tale series, on my website, rinaldamythmaker.com. Loads of folklore, magic, and danger await. Take care.